I can't promise you anything. Because, again, we've been trying to get a legitimate interview with these people. Why would anyone be such a prick as to protest the funerals of U.S. service people? How could anybody be such a jerk?
Isn't that awful? And somehow to tie that to gay, the gay lifestyle, which seems to be at the root of the problem. That seems to be where they have their problem.
Hello, is this the Westboro Baptist Church? How you doing? This is Drew and Mike calling from WRIF Radio. How you doing today?
I'm lovely. How about you?
Not bad. We were calling to find out about the program where I know you guys protested some of the funerals for...
Hold on 1 second. That's my other line, and I'll get right back to you.
Okie dokie. Yeah, sure.
Okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? Invite when you were talking.
Well, we saw a news story, and it was about how your church is getting protesters out to the funerals of our veterans.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of confused as to exactly what they were protesting. Were they protesting the fact that that we have gays in America?
Yes. What we're protesting is because what you have to understand is fags accepting being a fag and accepting a fag, putting it up to a level of respectability and acceptability, is just a bottom rung on the depravity chain. All kinds of this.
Well, what does this have to do with a guy who is serving our country?
I'm trying to tell you, this nation is a wash in sin, and it's institutionalized at every level.
For are you reading from a pamphlet or something?
I'm getting there. And so if you fight for a nation, it's throughout the entire Bible you can read about it. If a guy fights for a nation that has flipped off God and has disobeyed all his commandments, then you're putting them right in the crosshairs of an angry God. He's going to destroy you.
What if you're just in the nation, but you're not fighting for it?
If you are not up there with a testimony against this nation saying this is wrong, America is doomed, you have to repent.
Stop!
Then you're not obeying the second commandment, which is to love your neighbor as yourself, and you are an enabler of all those
things. Yes! Yeah.
You are headed straight for hell, just like those proud practicing sinners.
Because it seems to me, if we don't have a defense, if we don't have a... If we don't have an army, a navy, a marines, then how can we have a nation if we don't have any people who are volunteering to defend our country?
Well, you know what? Except the Lord build the house. He labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord build the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. This nation, like I said, it is from top to bottom, is filled with sin. And so if you had any love for this nation, if you want to call yourself a patriot, you're going to be out there warning your fellow man to flee from the wrath to come, because it's coming. And then you just have to, trust in the Lord.
I'm a God warrior!
Well, but it's you actually think it's right to interrupt these funerals like that?
Hold on 1 minute, sir.
Oh, man.
Yeah, boy. Oh, boy, we got ourselves a
yes!
Yeah!
I think I'm on the air. Okay.
Hello. Hello. Who's this?
Sorry, this is Shirley Phelps Roper.
Hey, Shirley. Oh. It's Drew and Mike calling from WRIF Radio, and we were just calling to find out about the business of protesting the veterans' funerals.
Okay. And where are you from now?
We're from Michigan.
Michigan. Oh, Michigan. Hey, we're going to be back in Michigan on Monday.
Oh, no. What are you doing Monday?
Oh, no. Well, that's
well,
no.
It depends on what you're going to be doing.
I sound kind of intolerant.
Well, no, I'm not crazy about this business of someone dying fighting for our country and then having protesters at their funeral. It just seems terribly unfair to me.
Yeah, at anybody's funeral.
You know what they teach them in these places where they have, like, they teach them to fight, and what are they called, academies, like the Naval Academy. They teach them things, and one of the first rules of war that they teach them is to know your enemy. What they haven't taught these young people is that what they haven't come to terms with is that their enemy is God.
But wait, before you get off on all that, it's not
that,
right to interrupt anybody's funeral, for no matter what you believe in. To interrupt somebody's funeral with all that, that's awful.
That's really unforgivable.
I mean, that's really a terrible thing to do.
Awful. Well, how about this?
To interrupt somebody's funeral?
God is really a bad idea. It's really, really unforgivable.
Boy, you have a really bizarre impression of God.
How do you know they have ticked off God? They're doing a job for our nation.
No, they're
fighting...
Not.
Yes, they are.
They're fighting for a country who spits in the face of God every single day, a nation who will not obey the voice of the Lord their God.
And you think these soldiers could stop what goes on inside this nation while they're training to defend our country? You think it's their job, each individual, to stop what you don't like or you consider to be sinful?
Well, don't say what I consider. I didn't write the Bible. You know perfectly well that the standard was set by the Lord your God. So don't get off on that you. It's what you want.
Well, you sound pretty judgmental.
You are one confrontational human being.
Boy,
well, and so are you.
You never know that God is a God of love listening to you.
No, I'm asking you to stop protesting at veterans' funerals. I'm asking you to...
There is no forgiveness without repentance. And you may not shoehorn the concept of gay pride into the same box with the concept of repentance because definitions get in the way. And unless you're ready to throw the dictionary away with the Bible,
well, you gotta
forget that.
Oh my God.
I don't know where you're getting all this stuff.
You are all over the map.
You're so distressed because you know you don't have any answer for what I just said. Oh God, oh my God. How about this? Why don't you tell those
people in hell
that God loves them? Do you think, how about those people in New Orleans? You're going to tell them, you're going to try to sell that cheap dime novel that God loves everyone to those people in New Orleans?
So what did the people in New Orleans, what did they do wrong?
What? Oh, my. You're kidding me, right?
No, you mean to tell me, okay, I know there's some sin in New Orleans, but you know, they're God-loving people in New Orleans who did nothing wrong, whose homes were flooded.
Southern decadence. What's Southern decadence, boys?
You know, you are just you're just trying to broad brush anyone you can so you can justify your behavior. That's really sad.
Boy, you are pretty judgmental.
And what do we get out of that? What do I get out of that?
I don't know. I guess you get a lot of attention.
Well, what I get out of it is a knowledge that I have obeyed the commandments of the Lord my God.
The commandments don't even apply. If you knew anything about anything, you know the commandments don't even apply under the New Testament. The commandments are void, you idiot. Do you know that? The commandments are void.
We put the cup of the
When Jesus died for our sins, the commandments went out the window.
Oh, God, warrior! You big liar. You hate God.
You big liar.
But don't tell me who I hate.
You hate God.
Using God's name in
listen
vain,
to you.
Too. You.
Listen to you.
Listen to you using God's name in vain.
How about this?
You just violated the first commandment. Thou shalt not use the name of thy God in vain. And you did. You.
Obey.
You just obey. Because, you know, the scripture says, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you will obey the commandments of the Lord your God.
No, the commandments are out the window. You accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and turn from your sins and you go to heaven, period.
You've taken one problem you have. You don't like gay people, and so you've just turned your entire life...
of perverts that wallow in your sin. You will not turn from your sin, you big lion.
Nice judge. Boy, I thought God said thou shalt not judge, lest you be judged.
For God, because when you set that new standard, you're going to be judged by your standard. And you big phony hypocrites sit over there saying, thou shalt not judge.
Hey, airbag, when you want to stop yabbering for a second, you stupid bitch.
You judged us.
Are you ready to listen?
You judged us.
You've been judging everybody.
You judged us.
Judge not, lest ye be judged. And boy, are you judging everybody.
I'm asking you.
My standard. My standard is God's standard, which is.
Which is what?
Substitute your judgment for God's judgment.
Oh, that's all garbage. You're talking in circles.
You have no common sense whatsoever. You have no idea what the meaning of common sense is.
Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination.
Where'd that come from?
What
verse is that?
Leviticus 18:22, word for word. I just quoted it to you.
What does that have to do with a soldier who is defending his country, fighting for his country?
Who is that jackass laughing?
If you know anything about the Bible, you know the commandments are out the window when Jesus was...
And you wouldn't talk to people like that either. You would be running around calling people jackasses.
Listen to you.
We're judgmental. Yeah. We're judgmental. You're the one accusing everybody of everything and calling everybody names and using the Lord's name in vain.
I don't know what brainwashing school you went to, but they did a pretty good job.
What? My law school?
Your brainwashing school. Yeah, you went to law school,
my
right.
My law school was With Washburn University.
It sounds to me like you're just full of hate and spewing it everywhere like an open hose.
It would just absolutely go crazy listening to you two quads.
Washburn University is...
there you go, being judgmental again.
What, did she call us quads?
Quads. Yeah.
Quad, hon. I calls them as I sees them. Or in this case...
I calls them as I sees them. God, you're such a dope.
That sounds like a law school graduate to me.
Yeah.
Judgmental. Listen to you judgmental dolt.
What's Washburn University?
Oh, boy, you're turning it around on us now.
Ooh!
Turning it around on us now, ha-ha.
Nice comeback!
Hey, look, clown.
She's tampering in downstairs!
Oh, now we're clowns.
Oh, my God, Gloria! Yes, yes!
Look how loud I have to yell!
All I hear coming out of your mouth is blah, 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 blah. I don't know what the hell you're saying. Just shut up.
We'll see you on Monday.
Oh, on Monday.
Oh, on Monday.
What are you doing Monday? You're going to disturb another soldier's funeral?
Soldier's funeral, and we'll remind them that they propped up freaks like you to be the mouthpiece for Michigan, and that's why we have to be there.
You are
the mouthpiece
of
Michigan.
Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
Hannah, you warped.
Do you have anything that adds to this discussion? Do you have any real... Do you have any scripture?
No.
Do you have anything that adds to this discussion?
No, I don't have to speak in scripture to know that it's wrong to protest at someone's funeral who's been fighting for his nation.
Notions of God out of your butthole instead of out of the scriptures.
Boy, I guess that's scripture too, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, really? Butthole is in the Bible.
Of God into a lie, and you worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who's God blessed forever. And for this cause, God gave you up to vile affections. For even your women to change the natural use of that which is against nature.
The clown.
Rise also the men burned in their lust.
Those lappy clown.
Receiving in themselves that recompense of
them. In those soulful and doleful schmokes by the bowl. Clown.
She stopped talking.
All right.
They will spank my
breath.
No, I just...
my other line.
No, it's just unfortunate that you don't have more common sense than to disrespect someone after they've died. They're having a funeral service.
I've never seen anybody so full of hate that supposedly loves God. If you knew anything about God, you know God is a God of love and forgiveness.
God hates you. He hates
God hates me.
Come back!
God loves me. You know why? Because I'm a sinner.
God hates enablers, and therefore God hates
enablers.
Who's a
nice? You know Jesus dined with prostitutes, don't you?
Yourself, if you're not engaged in that filthy manner of life, you are an enabler of that.
Well, you know, if this is a dictatorship and I were the dictator, I could say, okay, no more gayness, but that's not the case. So what am I supposed to do?
This isn't about that. You're supposed to shut your mouth and quit enabling that sin. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed
shut your
wait
mouth
a minute, wait a minute, wait. Let me ask you this. What is the business
the Lord
of...
Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul.
What does homosexuality have to do with interrupting soldiers' funerals? What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, here's the short answer. You turn this country over to the f***s. Now those soldiers are coming home in body bags. Deal with it.
What are you talking about, turning the country over to the f***s? What are you talking about?
You got
about?
A one-track mind. Your hatred of gays is clouding your judgment.
You know what? That red on that flag today, it stands for the rectal blood of the fags that run this country. And
that's really just violent imagery.
Oh, is my imagery violent, or all those dead babies that we murder in this country on the altar of choice? Is that violent?
What does all this have to do? Why do you interrupt a soldier's funeral because of your beliefs and all this, no matter how you feel about any of these other issues?
That soldier punishing this nation, you dolt, America is doomed, and you guys are the cause.
What is the connection between the soldiers and all these issues about homosexuality and pro-choice? I don't understand what you're...
She's so hung up on hating gays that she thinks anyone who would fight for a country that allows gay people to exist
should
be protested.
Should go to hell with the rest of them.
You are going to hell with them. Now, it's either there's only two kinds of people that fill up the ranks of this nation, the and their enablers. And you guys are either...
Boy, you've got a one-track mind. Where did you learn to hate gays like this? And you must be homosexual yourself. All you think about is homosexuality.
Yeah.
I mean, God loves everybody.
The front burner issue Yeah, and what the Bible says about that is, you lying freak, is that you're going to hell for saying it.
Now that's not judgmental.
Why don't you go munch some carpet? That's obviously what you're dying to do, since it's all you can think about.
Now, there's a judgmental statement, if I've ever heard one.
They will not turn from their wicked ways, and you do that by telling them God loves everyone. That's what the scripture says.
Who do you think you are saying, according to you, so-and-so is going to hell? Who made you God?
Why haven't you told him? Why didn't you fulfill the royal law, that is, to love your neighbor as yourself?
No. The Lord said everything has become new when Jesus died on the cross. Everything changed.
You've got some twisted view that anyone who isn't stopping all homosexuality is somehow responsible for all of it, and therefore they should be punished in some horrific way. I got news for you, bitch. There's homosexuals in every country in the world.
And not only that, if you want to stick to your commandments, what about love thy neighbor as thyself for the love of thee? What about that? Love thy neighbor. You know what that is? That's everybody.
And why don't you go protest?
That means everybody. Got it?
Why don't you go protest funerals of the Iraqi soldiers, since there's homosexuals in that country too? Because they'd take your head off.
Because the scripture says the way you love your neighbor is you warn them that their sin has taken them to hell.
Love thy neighbor means you tolerate and you love everybody. That means you love everybody.
Look how loud I have to yell!
Them to hell, and if you don't do that, you hate them in your heart. So just admit it, you liars. You hate your neighbor in your heart.
Oh, no.
No, you're
out of your mind. Don't put words in my mouth.
I just can't believe that you'd actually interrupt these funerals of these poor guys that have died in battle.
Yeah, so that you could live in this country. Why do you live in this country? If you hate it so much, why do you live here?
There you go.
God put us to warn you and to tell you you're going straight to hell. There's nothing you can do.
No.
Well, there's homosexuals.
That's not how God does things.
They're homosexuals in every other country, so why don't you go there too?
You're deliberately Bible ignorant. You already know that.
You're lucky you're free enough that you can get away with what you're trying to pull.
Straight. And you know, that's no accident. God put us here because this is where we can launch from to do this job.
Oh, geez.
Wow, I don't know who the sick mind is that trained you.
Man, I don't know,
brainwashed you.
I don't know, but you need to be deprogrammed.
The scriptures.
I don't know.
It's not
Bible. Finding the scriptures at all. No, all you're doing is hunting and picking to find verses to pull out of context to justify your hate.
Stay out of Michigan, please. Go to funerals somewhere else in some other country. Nobody wants you at a funeral in this country.
Yeah, too bad.
All you are is full of threats and hatred, and boy, you are just bubbling over in misery.
That God's going to kick your ass? Yeah, I guess that's a threat.
Oh, nice saying ass.
Are you without sin?
Yeah.
Oh, you are. You're without sin.
Yes, that is a nice word, ass. It's a good Bible word.
Is that right? Oh, no kidding.
Dumb ass, speaking with a man's voice.
Ass used in the Bible is a donkey and nothing more.
That's right, and you're a donkey and nothing more. And plus, the...
Okay. All right.
Nice comeback!
Boy, you got me there. I didn't see that coming.
And I take it you are without sin.
You throw a little dirt on top of them and you call it good. That's what the scripture says, bury him with the burial of an ass. You're hateful. That's why you won't warn your neighbor that his sin has taken him to hell.
And what if you don't know any homosexuals?
Sin is taken into hell.
Oh, get off of that. What does that question add to this discussion? Do you know anyone who doesn't know homosexuals?
Yes, there are plenty of people that don't know any homosexuals. They're people like children.
You can't turn on a TV or read a newspaper without having some shoved down your face.
Boy, you love that word. You just love to shock, don't you?
And you've got everything wrong. It's not how you get into heaven, by the way. You don't get into heaven by just following the commandments and trying to obey God. Because man is a sinner, always will be a sinner. He's not capable of obeying God to the standard set forth. That's why Jesus died for our sins. And only by believing him can we go to heaven. And by his grace and love do we get to heaven and nothing more.
Believe in him. You don't believe in him.
You believe in him. You believe that he died for your sins.
Obey.
It's funny, when I've gone to church, I've maybe heard one sermon that even mentioned gay people, yet it's all you talk about.
Well, maybe that's because they're not paying attention to what's going on.
I don't know. It just seems to me, if you're trying to deliver a real message to people out there, you don't do it by disrupting funerals.
Here, I've got work to do.
Do you think Billy Graham is going to heaven?
This is boring.
Billy Graham,
you know perfectly well, he's going straight to hell.
Really?
He's going to hell.
According to this word, because there's no light in him. He says the big lie that God loves everyone.
Oh, okay.
That's the big lie, that God loves everyone?
Right. Yes. Right up next
to the great truth. That's the great truth.
All right, boys.
He loves everyone. God loves sinners.
You know.
And amazingly even loves you. Well, I don't know how, but he does.
I hope you get over your gayness someday. And come out of the closet and...
Repentant. Yeah, talk to my 11 children about that. And have a nice
day. Oh, brother.
Your 11 children. There's 11
man.
More, this idiot.
Thou shalt use a rubber. There's another commandment you broke. Wow, man. We've talked to some loony bins in our day. This was right up there.
The clown.
Whoa. Anybody else feel like making out?
Your money's on the dresser, baby. I'm done with you.
Oh, oh my God. What a nasty human being.
Wow, you're not kidding. That is one dark human. Wow.
Clown. You could
die. Crazy bitch. Crazy bitch.
Well, here's the good news. The Patriot Guard riders are going to have another chunk of these people Monday.
Awesome.
The Patriot Guard riders are indeed on the case in Lake Odessa, Michigan, when they will be at the funeral of Corporal Niall Yates, a 22-year-old Michigander who lost his life. Let's see. Did we have a page? You just put a page in there, didn't you, Mark? Oh, that one. Yeah, okay. There we go. I've gotten preliminary information from Ride Captain Larry Helzer to indicate... The WBC will be in attendance. Make sure and bring all of the American flags you can muster. Again, please remember we do not engage the protesters either verbally or physically. We're there to honor our fallen heroes. Service will be at the Grand Ledge Baptist Church on Willow Street in Grand Ledge, Monday, March 27th at 11 a.m. Grumpy's informed me the staging for the PGR will be at the new Meyer store located near the intersection of M100 and M43 right by the Pizza Hut in Grand Ledge. Staging time, 9:15, and leave for the staging area by 10:15. Again, monitor the PGR website. That's the Patriot Guard Riders, and that's patriotguard.org. Monitor the website for any last-minute changes or updates from the Ride Captains. PGR website is the primary source of information. If you have any special questions that need to be answered, contact the Ride Captains. And that's Bill Kalidas from the PGR Michigan State Captain. Woo!
Wow.
www.patriotguard.org for more info on the Patriot Freedom Riders, who are trying to blunt... These jerks sadly you had to hear from. But, you know, that's...
Well, now you know what we're dealing with.
I know.
Wow.
Ooh.
Isn't that something? Man, oh, man. I wasn't expecting that, I'll tell you.
Well, that about wore me out.
Oh, man, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, got to take a break here.
Somebody wrote an email.
Feel good.
Said obviously she doesn't know that God is Chuck Norris. I should have stole that line. But I can't sin, can I?
More coming up on the Chucker.
Hey, move your ass!
Nosy traffic jam. This traffic report will get me out of this one.
And Rock Financial brings you Mr. Stress and Traffic. What's up, Stress?
Hey, I think lots of accidents from people just listening to that woman carry on getting so mad they crashed her car. What a bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway.